Help the Crouch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City board meeting decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody's. Actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today will not be any different. Today, I am honored to have a longtime friend of the show, longtime personal friend. He is also one of my spiritual gurus. He is the bad boy of the dating game. The beautiful, the vivacious, Mr. Lucario.
Why you always be saying that shit? What's going on, yo? What's poppin'?
It's tradition already. It's tradition now. I can't do it without saying some semi-gay shit to you. You are you're a beautiful, beautiful man is what I'm trying to say. I'm saying it from the heart.
What's going on with you, man?
So far so good, man. I mean, I had a very interesting week, which is kind of what inspired me to get you on,
right.
You being the spiritual guru, the bad boy of the dating game. Please check out Mr. Lucario at Mr. Lucario TV and also MrLucario.com, and also follow him at Real Mr. Lucario at Twitter on that. God damn it!
All on Twitter and also on Instagram. Those.
Are you on Gab yet?
No, I ain't even heard about that. What's that?
Oh, it's like Twitter, but for it's for people that get kicked off of Twitter. And this is like a free speech. They don't ban you for nothing.
Oh wow! Now I gotta check that out.
Gab.ai. So get on that.
Cool.
Yeah. So yep. It's the future. It's the future because Twitter be on that bullshit. So This presidency, this administration has been really divisive. It's split people down the middle.
Right.
And it's affected dating. I'm on Tinder. I'm on all them dating sites. And I see this more and more often. No Trump supporters.
Right.
if you're a Trump supporter, don't apply.
Right.
And, you know, I used to just ignore it, and but there was this one girl that I hooked up with, on Tuesday, actually. It's, we started talking on Monday, met her off of Plenty of Fresh. I took your advice in, get the digits fast. Mm-hmm. She showed interest and I was like, yo, do what Mr. Licario says, strike while the iron's hot. Got her number. We started sexting each other, pictures were exchanged.
Nice, nice.
I moved heaven and hell on Tuesday to get out of work on time. Cause it was like, yo, I'm getting late tonight.
Right.
So I got out of work. I was like, yo, I'm on my way. Wait for me on 79th Street.
Right.
So got there, took a cab back, immediately back to my place.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes off.
Right.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Nice, nice.
Wow. Like, I'm happy. I'm relaxed. So we're talking. That's when we started to try to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
naturally, let's not waste time getting to know each other. Just let's get it popping. And she's like, oh, so how come you don't, she's like, oh, so when do you perform comedy? I'm like, oh, well, I'm taking some time off. And also, I don't really get booked as much because, I'm not a liberal.
Mm.
Whoops. Whoops. She's like, oh God, what does that mean? And I was like, well, let's just say hashtag build the wall.
Mm. And so you're this Trump supporter and she got mad because
she got tight.
She got tight.
No, she got tight. And I was like, she's like, are you serious? He's such an asshole at this. And I'm like, well, Hillary's a criminal. She's actually done shit. Sure. She's friends with actual Nazis. Oh yeah, but Trump's done way worse.
Right.
And I'm like, well, on stage I usually sing a little song, Hillary for prison, throw her ass. And she's like, oh my God, I just can't be here. I'm sick now. And she's getting and I'm like, I'm laughing because I think she's joking. She's
right.
Putting her clothes back on. I'm like, yo, are you serious? She's like, you should have disclosed that in your profile before I sucked your dick. And yeah, and I started laughing because she swallowed.
Oh shit!
I wasn't even mad. I wasn't even mad because at the end of the day, I got what I wanted, and she left.
Right. That's hilarious, though. But this is, it's funny because I don't really care about Trump, Hillary, whoever.
Mm.
It's one thing if you say. A person says, hey, this is what I believe in. This is what I like. You understand? And it is what it is. But if they can sort of like be on a certain level to where, they don't make that judge.
Yeah.
Sort of another person. You understand? Because just because you're for a certain person's policies or what they're about and all this other stuff at the end of the day, it doesn't all the way affect. You as a person personally, you
right?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To a certain extent, it does though, because you might have beliefs that go against what the other person believes, and then that could sort of play into what you do. You know what I'm saying? With the person.
I obviously don't have a problem with homosexuality because you're a beautiful, beautiful man.
This nigga. No, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's just like,
yeah, I mean,
so the thing is, I understand where women will say, well, if you're a Trump supporter, the reason why they say that is because they're going to think that you sort of like, they're going to think you're like Trump. You feel what I mean? They're going to think you feel the same ways he does about things. They're going to think you, cause if what Trump says, grab him by the pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're like very like, oh, that's crazy.
Again,
you know what I mean?
But the full quote is, when you're rich and famous, women let you.
Right. And that's what I was about to say. It's the thing where it's like, okay, what are we talking about? And let's put it into the context of what we're talking about. You see what I mean? And so in context, it's like, okay, I understand what that all means. But when it's out of context, it's just there in the grab by the pussy type of shit. And then that's the thing that makes them, get all crazy. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
It is what it is, man.
It's just
that's funny though.
Yeah, because I was like, why does it even matter? Like, I was on Tinder too, and I matched with two chicks, mm-hmm. and the same, no Trump supporters, or I hope you're not a Trumper.
Right. You gotta have a lot of that.
Yeah. And now I'm just, you know what? And this is gonna be, and this is this again. I'm just gonna take a page out of their book because they're the same people that will say, "Oh, a trans person doesn't have to tell you they're trans." So you know what? I don't have to tell a woman that I'm a Trump supporter.
Right. True. And you know what it is? It's not even truthfully. It's not even. It don't even fucking matter.
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter because you know you're unless your support for something actually impacts things in real life, then it don't fucking matter. Because I can say, you know, like I don't know. I could say I'm in support for, you know, people sending food over to starving kids in a third world country. Like I could say I'm in support of that, but unless I'm actually helping them do it, unless I'm actually participating, then my support don't really, it don't mean shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like I'm just supporting in sort of like, you know, this, hey, I agree, but I'm not really doing anything to influence change. So unless you're really doing something, it don't really even fucking matter. And it's like, so the thing is,
well, I guess it does matter then. Whoops, sorry.
It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
I have called ice on people, but then again, that motherfucker made my sandwich wrong, and he wanted to give me some lips. So fuck Sanchez. He could go back to fucking Guadalajara or wherever the fuck Mexico is standing from. I don't give a shit.
See, I don't like none of these motherfuckers anyway. That's just you know, because I didn't even vote none of that. I'm like, fuck all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just, but it's like it's gotten. It just seems kind of like another level of pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, all right, you know, and I was like, actually, I ended up texting her that she better get checked out because she might have a case of MAGA. But, you know, it's like, bitch, you were all over me. You were calling me cute. You were all up on me and damn near pulling it out of my pants myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm the fuck. First of all, I'm brown.
Mm.
So I'm brown. You're a white girl.
Mm.
The fuck.
Wait, how did this chick look though? How was? Because I want to know what was like. How did she look like on a scale of 1 to 10? What do you give her in your opinion?
I was dumpster diving. I'm not gonna lie. I was dumpster diving. She looked like Majin Buu.
Who's that? I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on.
How do you spell that? I'm going to Google that right now while I'm talking. How do you spell it? Majin? M-Y? What?
No, M-A... Oh, M-A-J-I-N.
Mm-hmm. And then Boo?
B-U-U. B-U-U.
B-U-U?
Yeah.
Majin Boo.
Majin Boo.
Nigga, is that a fucking cartoon character?
Well, you know... And the fat version. So.
Yo, why you... Stupid dude, you make me Google this shit.
You're the one that you wanted to know.
Hilarious. I hope she didn't look like that shit.
Look again. I was having the only dry spell.
Oh shit.
She looked like a fat Majin Buu. That's. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
Like
so.
Yo.
Alrighty. Okay. That sounds better.
Alright. So you hear me? Everything good?
Everything is gravy.
Awesome. That works.
Yes. All right. Uh-oh. You caught the case of the MAGA.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I mean.
But, yeah, that's how it goes, man. With these ladies, you got to understand, man, like, that those emotions are the things that's going to, you know, dictate how they're going to act and go through shit. But, you know, the thing is, certain things, like, you know, it's best to not talk about religion or politics when you first deal with a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, okay, let's say, I mean, look, because I'm already taking the strategy that I'm just never going to bring it up. But then again, when am I going to do when if it's a girl that I meet and is like, yo, she kind of special. And, I want to make it more than just boning. And like, how do you, like, it's going to come up. Or she'll want to go someplace or do something. If she brings up politics or something that, you know, maybe I'm not feeling, like, she'll be like, hey, right. I want to go to this to this Marxist film festival, and I'd be like, nah, because I'm going to go there with C4 and blow that motherfucker up my damn self.
Well, I mean, you know,
I'll be the worst.
Depends on
I'll be the first,
what you try to do.
Yeah, I'd be the world's first libertarian terrorist. I mean, shit.
Because it's like this, man. Like, it's like, okay, if you're dealing with a girl, and let's say you first meet her, whatever, because you never know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to like the chick or not, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you first meeting the chick, you know what I'm saying? And you just, let's say you just trying to have a good time, trying to hook up, you just trying to have sex, whatever, right? You don't need to get into no deep conversations about nothing. But the thing is, though, is that if you don't want to never, you don't want to ever really have to lie to a chick. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to volunteer, you know what I'm saying, information. So, for example, if it never comes up about political stuff, don't, you ain't got to talk about that shit. Right now, if she comes up with some political stuff, most chicks probably won't even, in most cases, only usually those social justice warriors are the ones that even want to talk about that shit. Mm-hmm. But, if it does come up, you'd be like, look, man, you know, I ain't really trying to talk about no politics right now. I'm trying to get to know you. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it back to that. You know what I'm saying? Now, in the event that you and her actually are feeling each other, mm-hmm. you understand what I'm saying? And y'all keep seeing each other and everything, and then, you know, and then later on politics comes up or whatever, at that point, then the actual bond that you and her have will probably be way more stronger than any type of political nonsense that you and her, you know, have differences with. Because the political shit is really, it's superficial shit. You understand what I'm saying? Once you get to know somebody and she's feeling you, you're feeling her, she knows you and you know her. So y'all know each other on an intimate personal level. So, you know, even if, let's say, for example, you agreed with some shit, you know, some shit Trump said or whatever, that doesn't necessarily, at the end of the day, reflect 100% on who you are, because she sort of knows the type of guy you are. You know what I'm saying? But she would have never known that if she would have just cut you off from the beginning because of, you know, yapping about politics all day. You know what I'm saying? So that's like kind of like the thin line you gotta, you know, like sort of cross or balance out in that situation. You know what I mean?
So how unethical would it be, like, if it just comes up like in the beginning, like how these chicks are on Tinder with the no Trump?
Right.
I mean, I just straight out lied and be like, I voted for Gary Johnson. I voted.
I say don't even bother to put nothing on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I wrote.
Like, don't even bother.
Yeah.
So, like don't even bother to put, you know, none of that type of stuff on there too much, because again, it's like you don't have to volunteer a lot of information. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that I do or feel, you know, certain ways about that I don't put on my freaking, you know what I'm saying, on my profiles and shit. I just put the shit that I want them to know at the time, and I put the stuff that I feel is important for them to know at the time. And that political shit really isn't an issue. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't even matter, because let's say Trump doesn't get reelected and he's not in office anymore. Like, does it even matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't even really matter now. What does it matter in the real life situation you're going to be in with this girl? So it's almost like, you know what, the stupidity of a person saying, well, look, man, you know, like just because you feel this way about this, I don't even know you yet, I'm just going to judge you based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, again, you still got to sort of hear people out, and that's just in general. But if she feels you out and she sees that you're cool, and you feel it out, you see that she's cool, who the fuck cares about all that bullshit? You know what I mean? As long as, again, as long as you're not acting on it, but acting on those beliefs as far as it actually making change in real life. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So that's the thing that, you know, people got to understand. Because the relationship is about the actual people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who are the people in it, and what do you really care about, and how are you really?
Like,
you
know what I mean? Again, so, this is, which is why it made me laugh, because I'm like, bitch, you just swallowed me.
Right.
And you really give a fuck?
Right.
Like, we were in the fucking lift, and I had to like smack your hand away, like, yo, chill.
Right.
Habib is staring at us.
Well, that's, you know, that's how it is.
He was about to have
with a lot of relationships,
yeah,
is people put all of this other stuff on top of actually the things that matter, which is, you know, getting to know who the person is and seeing if y'all connect. Yeah. That's all it really is. Like, all that extra, which is the political stuff, the religious stuff, the where you grew up, all that other stuff is like, okay, yeah, that's all cool and all, but who are you really, though? Like, who are you really? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you, what are you really about? Right. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's like, let's say if you're like, okay, well, I like Trump because he's a businessman and I'm inspired by his business savvy, which is why I like the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, she got upset because I was also saying, you know, like, he's really inspiring to me because he took on Republicans and Democrats both gunning for him, and he still won, and that pissed her off even more. And I'm like, how
right,
you,
right,
like,
because the, yeah, the thing is with me, I don't like the dude because he's racist and he's, you know, he's doing a lot of bullshit. That's just me, though. But
yeah,
there's part of me that I like about him, meaning I like that the business side. Like, okay, you want some business shit. I could respect you as a businessman. But everything else, I don't really care. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it still don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if I'm with a chick and I'm talking to a chick, just because, that's like, a person might as well say, look, I don't want to mess with you because you watch The Walking Dead and I watch Empire, and we can't fuck with each other. Like, it's that stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly, that type of stuff.
I honestly can't fuck with a chick that watches fucking Empire. Like, really, really. When I was done with that show when they had fucking Precious have a sex scene in that shit, I'm like, are y'all serious? You seriously giving Precious a sex scene up in this bitch?
I never saw the show anyway, so I can't tell you.
Like, they had Precious having sex. I'm like, you know, this is some bullshit. That shit. Like, you mean to tell me there's no line is like, bitch, you smell like fucking some corn chips and pork chops. Like, like, that's just real life.
Right.
Honey, I love how your pussy smells like a fucking sewer. Like,
right.
Like, I fuck fat chicks. I know this.
That's funny.
It's like,
that's funny. This is an interesting topic you bring up, though, because, you know, that's out there a lot. You know, you got a lot of chicks that's like, oh, no Trump supporters and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then if you support that or whatever, or just, it's just in general sort of like saying, like, you know, what is it that really makes a relationship or a connection interesting? And are we stopping ourselves from getting to meet people that we may like because of all the preconceived notions, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That comes with... Cause, you know what I mean? Like, cause even, you know, even real talk, sometimes if I'm on Tinder, I see chicks that'll be like, they'll say that they're a feminist and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And so I will even have a thought like, oh, she's a feminist. She's probably on this bullshit and that bullshit and that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm like that too. Cause whenever I'm guilty, if I see someone like, oh, I am a non-binary, non-binary galactic federation feminist, I'm like galactic federation feather. This bitch a Klingon? Like, what the fuck? Galactic Federation fucking Spock. I am a Vulcan feminist. Like, the fuck? Not, like, all these, like, new terms. I can't date a man that does not know the word, does not understand the meaning between a Klingon and a Ferengi feminist.
Right.
It's like,
they have a lot of chicks on that goofy shit, you know what I mean? And then they have other women who are just not on any of that. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, it takes for you to find those girls who aren't on none of that stuff just and rock with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or this one chick that I saw, just like, I ended up cursing her out because she was so, she pissed me off so bad. She's like, oh, I am a sapio demisexual, but no fat guys. Like,
oh, man. That's crazy.
Like, what do you mean? How are you sapiosexual or demisexual, but no fat guys? Okay, well, I identify as Brad Pitt, bitch. And now what?
That's crazy.
It's,
man.
Like,
it's a lot of shit.
It is. It's like now, like, especially nowadays. Like, I was like going, like, I Googled, like, a couple articles, and they're basically saying, dating someone of opposite politics will never work. Okay, so what's going to stop me in lying?
Right.
It's like, because, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get laid, and I really don't got time. Nobody got time for this.
And see, that's the thing. You had sex with a chick who had different sort of politics than you. So,
yeah.
Obviously, what that's saying is that she was feeling you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So all that other extra stuff is kind of like corny. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because it's like, okay, you know, all of that stuff about what it's about and the politics of this and the politics of that and all that shit changes and all this other stuff. And on top of that, you know, there's most of the women that I've dated don't agree with maybe 90% of the shit that I say or think or talk about or believe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't agree with that shit. And half the stuff, I don't agree with what they think. But we still get along. We still have a good time. We're still attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that the stuff that I believe or what they believe is not anything harmful or violent or crazy. Now, when it gets to that point, then that's an issue. You see what I'm saying? Well, but if it's not really about that, then whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, I do want to take illegal immigrants and put them in a catapult. And, like, you know what? How's about, like, I'm just going to steal. I'm going to steal a joke from Carlos Mencia for a change. Like, how's about we take illegal immigrants, instead of deporting them back to their country of origin, we deport them to a totally different country. Like, we take Mexicans and we send them to North Korea. Coño! Just fuck them up.
I don't get into all that political stuff, man. Yeah. I'm just like, yo, man.
I just want to emphasize your point that you just made. Because, she was feeling me. She was all over me. And then this one little thing, she bounces. And right, it just made the whole, like, bitch, you had my dick in your mouth. Like, what? I'm still the same person. And she didn't leave unsatisfied. I did my part.
Right.
But also,
you gotta understand, too, that sometimes you still gotta, like, cause if I was her, you know, or anybody else in that situation, mm-hmm. you know, when you're sort of prejudging the person,
yeah,
you gotta really have conversations with people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, LeCrary, like, if you were her, if you were her, you would. I'm pretty sure you would be an amazing lover if you were.
Pause that shit. Strip that from the record. Strip that from the record. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker over here. What I'm saying is,
I'm just saying, you look like you're very attentive and giving.
No, people got to communicate, bro. People got to communicate, man. Like, that's all it is, because it's too much. I see this shit every day, be like, you know, even with times that I'm dealing with chicks or, you know, clients that I have or whatever, everybody's always fucking shit up just based off miscommunication, because we already have these preconceived notions about who we think people are. Now, once you question people, once you have a conversation, then you'll start to see what people really talk about in a lot of cases. Now, sometimes you might know or see that a person is a certain way based off of, you know, gathering a lot of information that you've already seen. So, for example, like, people like me and you, where we do actual things on social media, a person could sort of see a lot of stuff we're doing and be like, okay, I can see that he's about this, and this is this type of stuff he talks about, this is his stance on stuff, and then even then they could still have a conversation and be like, because they might misinterpret something. But when you first meet somebody and you don't really, you know them that well or whatever, you still gotta actually have that conversation and see, like, yo, what is this person really about? What do you mean by this? You understand? Because I went on some date with some chick and she was talking about she was a feminist. And so as soon as she said feminist, of course, my conditioned mind assumed, oh, she's one of those, you know, type of chicks or whatever. So then as I'm, you know, talking to her, all she really meant was she just wanted, like, women to, you know, be treated fairly at jobs and, you know, and to get paid a good wage and not to be treated badly in sexual situations. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Like, that sounds normal to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in my mind, as soon as I hear feminist, I'm thinking, oh, you're one of those crazy, insane, man-hating women. You understand? That's what people will think at the time.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people gotta really, like, actually just talk to people sometimes and not just jump down a person's throat just because you have this preconceived notion of what, you know, just a little blurb or blip of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. You know.
Yeah. So, where else should we go? I mean, it just really comes down to, like, the question that I guess started between Adam and Eve when Adam's asked God, why is Eve so fucking corny? She talking to snakes and shit. Oh, this goofy bitch! I thought I was having an apple. Now my whole life's fucked up.
So I guess it's safe to say that you and this girl not gonna see each other anymore.
Yeah, no, I asked her, so there's not gonna be a second date. I was acting dumb. I was acting so ignorant and dumb because I'm like, bitch, you actually. You had my dick, and I'm like, I'm really emphasizing this, aren't I? Like, you swallowed it. Like, you have a piece of me digesting in you right now.
That's funny.
And you're leaving. And
I mean, you know, the good part about all of this, though, is, you know, you met the chick, and you got some sex, you had a good time, and, you know, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's a good thing.
That's why I'm not even upset. I'm not even mad. I'm like, the whole, like, this is why it inspired this episode. I'm like, it just doesn't matter. Cause with me, if she was like a big Hillary supporter, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Right, right.
Like, I wouldn't have been able to give any less of a fuck. And it's just like, why, like, it's just a question that, like, I've been asking women, why does it matter? Why, what does it, what, right. would, like, you know, you take, okay, I voted for this person, but you don't even bother asking, like, they don't even bother asking, why did you vote for this person?
Right, that's what I'm saying, like, yeah. Ask some questions, you know what I mean? Like, let's get to the bottom of this, let's have a conversation,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because if he says, if you, let's say, for example, if, you know, you're dating somebody and then they say, oh, why'd you vote for Trump? And you're like, oh, well, I like that he, you know, discriminated against black people back in the day when it came to housing, right? Now, if you say that, the person will be like, okay, well, this guy's racist, so I'm just not going to date him because I don't want to date a racist. Cool, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah. At least let's have a conversation about it. You hear what I'm saying? So, but again, this is the difference between people who sort of think critically and people who just think in a simple-minded way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or it's just lazy.
It's just like a buzzword, and then it's like, I sort of put everything on top of you based off of this, of what I just heard. You know what I'm saying? And that's that.
Like,
you know what I mean? So
like,
it's,
I think what's going on is, like, they're like, oh, if we deny these guys pussy, they're going to change their mind. I'm like, bitch, that shit didn't work in Chicago. They still killing themselves up in there, and probably they're killing each other more because now they got like bowls full of cum and they don't know what they have all this fucking energy.
Right.
Like me, like honestly, like the last thing, you know, when I got freaking drained out, the last thing I was thinking about is Trump. Like I was like, okay, well, I freaking, when she left, I made myself a sandwich. I poured myself a drink, and I finished watching. Right. I finished watching Punisher on Netflix. I was like, "Fuck right. this!"
Yeah, Punisher was a good show.
It was. It was dope. Yeah, it was. That's why I brought it up. That's why. It was a lot better than Defenders. I was really fucking disappointed in Defenders.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Why they do Luke Cage like that? Why they did Luke Cage like that?
What do you mean?
Sweet Christmas. I don't know.
Oh,
it's like. I mean, this dude was supposed to be like, you know, like in the comics, he was Brother Man. He was like, you know, Mr. Pro Black. But they had like fucking, you know, Bojangles here. I'm like, motherfucker, really, really.
That's crazy. They made him on some cornball shit in the show.
You haven't seen. You haven't
never,
seen.
I never, I never read the comics though, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. You know, he was like, you know, Black Power, like, you know, and all that, and it's like they make him into like, it's like, fuck Disney.
Just, I don't know. I got it because I haven't read the comics though. I mean, he's still sort of Black Power in the show, sort of, because you know, he in Harlem, he helping everybody out, you know. But that is I find it funny that they have a black man who's bulletproof, you know what I'm saying? Just getting shot up by the cops and shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of
interesting, but that's a whole other story.
But that's in the comic though. That's in the comic. It's not like, I mean, at least they, you know, okay, it's in the comic. So I wasn't too bothered about the politicization of that. Like, it, I was like, well, you know, it makes sense.
Nah, they know what they do.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's all connected, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know. With the hoodie and all that. Yo, what size are you? Say no more, brother. So yeah. Damn, we ran out of shit. Chicks are really that corny. We're not talking about that. So anyways, yeah. So basically, I couldn't give a fuck. It was like I was on the phone with my boys and I said, yo, guess what this corny bitch did? They're like, you know you won, right? I'm like, yeah, I know I won. It's like, I'm the one that made, cause she left my house in the Lower East Side at 3 a.m, which if you know about the Lower East Side overnight, it's kind of crazy. This bitch would rather go outside and potentially die than be safe here with me. Because
she probably thought she was going to die with you, too. She probably thought you were going to do some crazy shit because you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what we're known for. Yeah.
You probably thought you were going to grab her by the pussy in your sleep. You know what I'm saying?
But I wouldn't. I already had consent. She would have welcomed me grabbing. I grabbed her by the pussy the whole time I was here, and she was like, fucking. I fisted her.
That's funny.
She, like up to my wrist, but you know, she still wanted me to fist her.
Right.
Like, it's like, come on, like, you, I was like almost elbow deep in you. Like, what are we talking about here? Why are you mad? Man. Why are you mad? I'm. Like, why does it matter? Like, I'm just, and she was more, like, I mean, and the more pissed off she got, the harder I was laughing in her dumb face.
Man, that's crazy. When I see you again, you gotta show me a picture, man, because I always like to see pictures of chicks
you're not gonna be
had sex with, because I wanna see if I had sex with the chick, you know what I'm saying?
No, you didn't. And trust me, you're not gonna be proud of me. it's not an achievement. I'm being honest because you know what? I'm honest with the people. I'm honest on my show. You're not gonna be proud of me. I mean, in fact, I could probably send you a picture right now if you're really curious. In fact, hold on. Let me send you a picture on now because I want to get you a fucking reaction.
Oh, that's funny. You might have to email it to me. My phone be acting funny. Like, if I'm on the phone, I can't get the... You okay. have to email me at askmrlucario@gmail. So send me there.
All right. You can. Ask Mr. Lucario. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, so ask... excuse me. askmrlucario@gmail. Yeah, so send that shit. That's funny. Man.
Oh, man.
Craziness.
Yeah, you're not gonna. Yeah, it's like, oh, I want to know what she looked like. You're not. You're gonna be upset with me. I'm just. Yeah, this will probably end our friendship. you'd be like, I didn't teach this motherfucker to do this. No wonder he hits on me. It's ask Mr. Pause. Ask Mr. Lucario.
Yeah, ask Mr. Lucario at Gmail. Yeah, ask Mr. Lucario.
Gmail. Yeah, and guys, please don't send no penis pictures to Mr. Lucario because that'll make me look bad. Thank you. You're not gonna be proud of me. You're just not. It's just you're just not.
Come on, man.
You're not.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
That is funny.
Just,
man.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Oh, man.
Crazy.
It is crazy. It is the craziest. Okay. Boom. Yeah, fuck it. That's good enough. All right. I'm sending it now. It's sent.
Okay, cool.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this will probably be the last episode I ever do with Mr. Licari. I would like to thank him for having on and his years of service.
Oh my goodness. Hilarious.
Oh, you got him?
Yeah, I got the picture. Oh, that's funny.
Told you. Nothing to be a proud of. Nothing.
Oh, hilarious. Craziness, man.
But she did her job. That's funny. She did her job.
And that's funny. Hilarious.
Just.
Oh, man. So it's over between you two with the rat?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm kind of sad about it. Like, you know,
That's funny.
Like, you know, like I said, I was dumpster diving, right?
Yeah.
That's just...
It's crazy. Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. So yeah, so what you think? Yeah, she's your type?
Oh, nah, she's definitely not my type, but...
You sure? she'll keep you warm at night. Like, I don't get it, Mr. Licario. You know, your brother, she's a fat white chick.
Nah, that ain't my flavor right there. But hey, everybody has their own, their own taste, you know?
Hey, don't knock it till you try it, my friend. Oh, man. I'm glad she doesn't know about this show, so she doesn't know.
Yeah, that's funny. It's funny.
So, how's about we end it here?
All right, man, yo, this shit was too fun, dude. Oh, man. But, yeah, you know, with these chicks on Tinder, man, you know what I'm saying, got to communicate with them, man. You got to have some conversations, bro.
Or keep your mouth shut about beliefs. So that
exactly.
Way, yeah.
Just keep your mouth shut about the political stuff and the religious stuff. And, you know, and if it comes up, you know what I'm saying? You're like, what are you trying to talk about that, man? Get out of here. And if she was pushing for that, it's like an issue, then you just have to charge it to the game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That is it.
So anyways, where can people find you again?
Yeah, hit me up at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. Or hit me up at BadBoyMembership.com. You can join my Bad Boy Membership Program. You get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. All right, so yeah, holla at me.
Thank you. That was Mr. Licario. And also, guys, when you go to the site, please use both hands. Don't be a creep. He doesn't like that.
All right, bro. I'll let you later, man. All right.
All right. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. That was Mr. Licario, one of my favorite guests to have on the show. He's really awesome. He's also awesome people in real life. Definitely hit him up. Definitely patronize his business. He will help your ass out. He will straighten you out. So definitely, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. As always, come back next week, man. Same crotch time, same crotch schedule. And as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
And that's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to beanie babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.